Thank you so much for the invitation and asking me for sharing the word of God. And I feel honored and privileged to share the first sermon of this year. And the Happy New Year, first thing. And today we will look through the word of God and we'll go through the life of Jonah. I'm sure that you're all familiar with the book of Jonah. It's a very familiar narrative in the scripture. But we will see what word of God teaches us today through the life of Jonah and what thing that we learn through his life. The book of Jonah, nestled within the Old Testament, is maybe one of the most well-known narrative in scripture. And yet beyond its familiarity lies a profound message that resonates with us even today. This short 4-chapter book explores the life and the experience of Jonah, a prophet chosen by God to deliver a message of redemption to the people of Nineveh. And as we dwell into the Jonah's remarkable tale, we will discover that how his initial rebellion and subsequent journey reveals a powerful truth. And the truth was the God's unyielding mercy and willingness to grant a second chance to his children. And through Jonah's struggle, today we will witness the transformative power of God's compassion and challenging us today to embrace his mercy in our lives. So let us embark on Jonah's spiritual journey together as we explore the Jonah story today, and we will learn to find a mercy in God's second chances. So let's open our Bibles and we will read the first 3 verses from the book of Jonah, chapter 1. And I will read the first 3 verses for you from the book of Jonah. Jonah, chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship board for that port. And after paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Amen. And in the first part of sermon, I will give you some idea about the background and the history of Jonah era. And in my knowledge, Jonah is the only prophet in the scripture called by God to prophesy a Gentiles. And Jonah book is maybe one of the oldest book in the Bible. Jonah was a prophet God chose to deliver his message to the people of Israel during the reign of Jeroboam II in the 8th century BCE. Although Jonah's story is relatively brief, but his impact on the biblical narrative and our understanding on the God's character is profound. The prophet lived in a very difficult era when Assyria, a powerful and the ruthless empire, was on the rise. And it was a time of political instability and a moral decay for the Israel and its surrounding nations. And in this context, when there's a lot of turmoil everywhere, there's a lot of political instability among Israel and the other nations, the God's choice to send Jonah to Nineveh, the city of Assyria, carries a tremendous significance and challenges the prevailing notion of a nationalistic pride. It is against this backdrop that we encounter God's call to Jonah. The passage we just read from the first 3 verses, we can see that the Lord instructed Jonah to go to Nineveh and proclaim a message of repentance. But what happened? Instead of obeying the God's divine assignment, Jonah responded with disobedience. He was filled with the fear and prejudice, And what happened? Jonah attempted to flee from the presence of God, seeking to escape the responsibility entrusted to him. And this initial act of rebellion sets the stage of a difficult journey that unfolds with the profound lessons of faith, mercy, and redemption. And now, as we move in this chapter further, we will see the Jonah's rebellion and the God's pursuit. And I will read another verse from this chapter, chapter 1, verse 4. We will go through the whole book, but I will not read all verses. I will just read a few verses for you to give you idea. And now I will read verse 4, 12, and 17 from the chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1, verse 4. First I will read. The Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that ship threatened to break up. And then verse 12 I will read. Pick me up and throw me into the sea, he replied, and it will become calm. I know this is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. And then verse 17, I will read. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of fish 3 days and three nights. Despite Jonah's initial disobedience, God's pursuit of his wayward prophet reveals his persistent love and an unwavering commitment to his children. And we can see that instead of obeying God and going to Nineveh, Jonah embarked on a journey in the opposite direction. And he boarded a ship bound for Tarshish, hoping to escape God's call. And we can see that the Jonah decision to run from the God command stemmed from his fear, his prejudice, or perhaps a lack of understanding about the God's heart for the nations. And during Jonah's attempted escape, we just read here that God sent a powerful storm that threatened to engulf the ship. And in the passage, we can see that the panic spread among the crew, and each sailor cried out their gods for deliverance. And meanwhile, Jonah realized that this storm resulted from his disobedience. And he confessed his guilt and acknowledged that he was the cause of turmoil. And we can see further in this chapter that as storm intensified, the sailor hesitantly threw Jonah into the sea. And then what happened? A great fish prepared by God to swallow him. And then inside the belly of fish, Jonah found himself in the state of darkness and isolation. And this is a very important verse if we read in the chapter 2, first verse, when fish swallow Jonah, it's written, from inside the fish, Jonah prayed to Lord his God. Jonah's, we can see that in this is a total desperate situation that Jonah in the belly of fish, but what happened? Jonah's heart turned toward God, and he offered a prayer of repentance and surrender. And when he offered a prayer, it shows that he acknowledged his helplessness and his dependency on God's mercy. And the important thing that we really need to see here that even in the Jonah's darkest hour, God's pursuit of his wayward servant continued. And then we can see in this second chapter that at God's command, the great fish spewed Jonah onto dry land, granting him a second chance at fulfilling his divine mission. And this act of deliverance, the way that he spewed from the fish belly, it demonstrated not only the God's power, but also his mercy. This act revealed that the God's pursuits of Jonah was not driven by anger or punishment, but by a desire to restore and reconcile his prodigal prophet. And today, God also wants us to restore and reconcile. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what we have done against God. God is waiting for us. He wants us to grant us another chance as he did to Jonah. And if we go in this further book, now we will see the Jonah's preaching in Nineveh. So when Jonah cried to God in the belly of fish, and then fish spewed him on the land, and then the Lord again talked with Jonah, and then Jonah is ready to preach in the Nineveh. And after Jonah encounter with the great fish and subsequent deliverance, we can see that he reluctantly obeyed God's command to go to Nineveh. And what happened next, one unfold, is a remarkable series of events that showcase God's sovereignty and the power of repentance and his unwavering compassion. And with a heavy heart, we can see that the newfound understanding of the God mercy, Jonah made his way to the vast city of Nineveh. And however, it is important to note that his obedience was still marked by reluctance and a lingering resentment towards the people he was called to preach. And as Jonah entered the city, he delivered a concise yet powerful message. And we can see this message in the Jonah chapter 3, verse 4. I'll just read one verse for you. Jonah began by going a day's journey on the city, proclaiming 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And Jonah's proclamation echoed the consequences of the Nineveh's people's wickedness, and it warned the Ninevites of the impending destruction that awaited him. And astonishingly, what happened when the Jonah proclaimed this message that 40 days and then the people of Nineveh responded to the Jonah's message with a genuine heart, with the remorse and the sincere desire to turn from their evil ways. And it's clearly written that from least to the greatest, they fasted, wore sackcloths, and earnestly saw God forgiveness. And witnessing this repentance, God, in his infinite compassion, withheld the destruction that he had foretold. And here we see another twist in the story. When Jonah went to the Nineveh, he preached, and then the people asked for forgiveness, and then the God granted them the forgiveness. And then it's another twist in the story we can see. I will read chapter 4, a few verses, just verse 1 to 4. I will read for you Jonah chapter 4, first 4 verses. But the Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? This is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?" In these verses, we can see that the Jonah, however, was greatly displeased by the God's display of mercy toward Ninevites. And because he had hoped for their destruction, clinging to his prejudice and failing to grasp the magnitude of a God's grace. And then what happened? God used a teachable lesson in Jonah's response and giving Jonah an object lesson through a withered plant and scorching heat. And through this experience in the chapter 4, if you read, Jonah learned about God's deep concern for all humanity and his desire for redemption rather than judgment. And the events in the chapter 4 in the Nineveh and what Jonah proclaimed and how the people of the Nineveh responded and then what God did for them, it reveals the transformative power of repentance and the boundless compassion of our Heavenly Father. As we dwell into the Jonah's journey, let us reflect on the lessons we can glean from his experience and how they resonate in our lives today. And now we will see about the Jonah's anger and the God lesson. In this four chapters, we can see that when in chapter 4, the Jonah journey take an emotional turn as we witness his struggle with anger and his profound encounter with God's compassion and transformative lessons. And through these experiences, when God showed him the withered plant and scorching heat, Jonah's heart opened to the depth of the God's compassion and the value of every human life. And I will read a few verses for you from the chapter 3, verse 1, 3, 10, and 11. I will read four verses for you. I will start from the chapter 3, verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I gave you. And then verse 3, Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And now Nineveh was a very great city. It took 3 days to go through it. And then I'll read a verse 10 for you from the chapter 3. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil way, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. Amen. And despite witnessing the repentance of the Ninevites and God's decision to spare the city, we can see that Jonah's heart was filled with the anger and resentment. And he couldn't comprehend why God would extend mercy to the people that he deemed unworthy. Because he, as an Israelite, as an Israel people in the Israel, he felt like they were not happy with the Assyrian empire. And they felt that they should be destructed. The God should hate them because they are against us. But here in this book, we can see that the God showed his compassion and his mercy, his long-term plan for the Gentiles. And when God forgave Ninevites, we can see the Jonah's frustration. And in his frustration, Jonah engaged in a heartfelt dialogue with God. And he expressed his discontent, even going as far as to request death rather than witnessing the sparing of Ninevite people. And Jonah's emotional turmoil highlights his struggle to align his will with the God's will, his heart with the God's heart, because God's heart was for a compassion, for redemption, for resentment, but his heart was he behaved like a very individualistic person, like a selfish. He was only thinking about the Israeli people, but God's plan was for the all nations. But God didn't punish him. God patiently taught him a vital lesson in response to Jonah's anger. He caused a plant to grow and provide a shade for Jonah, and then only to take it away the following day. And through this experience, God revealed his deep compassion for Jonah and to the people of Nineveh. And through this experience, when Jonah experienced this thing, God emphasized the value of every human life and the importance of extending mercy and compassion for everyone, not only for the Israel. And through these powerful lessons, when Jonah learned, his heart began to soften. And then he started to recognize the error of his anger and the limitation of his perspective. And we can see that he understood that the God's mercy knows no bounds, and that it is his prerogative to extend forgiveness to those who repent. And Jonah's spiritual growth allowed him to accept God's mercy, leading him toward a deeper understanding of God's unfailing love and desire for all who repent. And as we observe in these four chapters, Jonah's struggle and subsequent growth, we are reminded of the transformative power of God's lessons and the importance of aligning our hearts with his heart. Let us focus on the practical application of Jonah's journey in our lives. And the story of Jonah holds a profound implications for our life, calling us to introspection, transformation, and a deeper understanding of a God's mercy and his plans. Because just as Jonah initially, he rebelled against God's command, he went to the opposite direction, we may find ourselves disobedient and resistant to his will. Sometimes we as a human, sometimes we feel that our plans are different than the God's plan. Sometimes we wanted to go according to our will, our desire. We don't want to go where the God wants us to send. The story of Jonah compels us to examine our hearts, recognizing the area of disobedience and acknowledging our desperate need for a God mercy and forgiveness. As we entering in this new year, the book of Jonah is compelling us, is encouraging us to think about where we need to be obedient. Sometimes we disobey God through our actions, through our words, through our thoughts. But today, the book of Jonah reminds us that we need forgiveness. We need mercy. My friends, as we are starting the new year, Jonah's journey teaches us that God is always ready to extend the second chances. No matter how far we have strayed or grievously we have sinned against him, we are called to embrace this opportunity for repentance and renewal and turning away from our sinful life and returning to God's loving embrace. And just as God showed mercy to the Ninevites, today we are called to extend the same mercy, same compassion to around us, to the people around us. We as a believer, as a Christian, it's if we are forgiven, if God loved us, God showed us compassion every day, we as a Christian, we as a believer, called us to show the same compassion to the people around us. We didn't have to behave like Jonah, that he was only thinking about the Israel. We have to think about the other people. God has a compassion. God has a mercy for the all nations. We have to show the same thing for everyone. And just as Jonah's initial disappointment gave away a deeper understanding of a God's compassion, we are called to trust God's ways. We are called to trust that God's plans are higher than ours, and his plans for our lives are ultimately for our good. Sometimes it's hard to trust in God. Sometimes we are in a situation where we feel that our plans look like work more better. We want a different thing, but we feel that the God is bringing another thing in our life. But in this way, we as a Christian, we as a believer, today the Jonah's journey remind us that it doesn't matter how we are feeling, we still need to trust in God. Because the Christian life is not about that we will be always happy, we will be always have a prosperity, always good thing. But as a Christian, this Jonah story remind us that it doesn't matter what we are struggling, doesn't matter what we are facing, the God will be with us. His compassion, his love will be with us. He will never leave us. This is his promise. And as we apply the lessons from Jonah's journey in our lives, may we find ourselves transformed by the God's mercy and a grace. And may our action reflect the compassion heart of our Heavenly Father. And as I am about to conclude my sermon today, Jonah's journey is a powerful reminder of a finding mercy in our second chances. We can see that from Jonah's rebellion and a God pursued his preaching in Nineveh, the lesson he learned, we have witnessed the transformative power of God's mercy and his unwavering desire for repentance and redemption. As we reflect on Jonah's story, let us consider our own lives and the areas where we may need to embrace God's second chances. May we recognize our disobedience, extend mercy and compassion to others, and trust in God's plans and purposes for our lives. Let's take these lessons to heart and commit to living in the light of God's mercy. Now let us close with a prayer, seeking God's guidance and grace as we continue on our journey of faith in this new year. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for your abundant love and care for us. Thank you for forgiving our sins, even for the sins we do not realize we commit. Lord, please fill us with your wisdom and your compassion for others, O Lord. May you bless us with your never-ending love. May you fill our cups with joy, and may our lands overflow with your abundance. Lord, please help us to serve you in all we do. Help us to honor you both day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.